And so here we are, Worldwide Live through BBS Radio Online. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible. This is, as usual, a conference call in combination with this show. Simulcast, we have some people on the phone line. Every time you hear a ding, there's somebody else joining in. And I believe we had another call join in. If you want to, please say your name and location. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Marilyn in Oxford.
Hello, Marilyn. Welcome to the call.
Hi. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. The next caller, I welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, everybody. Robert from Glendora, California.
Hello, Robert. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Good, man. Well, thanks for being here.
Enjoying the rain in Southern California.
Yeah, we had tremendous rain here in Northern California as well today. Heavy rain.
In Arizona also.
All right. Wow. Well, we desperately need it, so nothing but happiness over here.
Absolutely.
There are two people talking at the same time.
Hello, this is Terry in Dallas.
Hi, Terry. Good evening and welcome to the call.
Hello, hi.
Thank you for being here. Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Ting, ting, ting. Well, people, welcome to the call. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
I was Don in Northern Ohio.
Hi, Don Menanda.
I hear Don. Welcome to the call. I hear Don Menanda. I welcome you also.
Yes. And Shirley from Seward, Alaska.
And Shirley, good evening to you. Welcome to the call.
Maryland, Pennsylvania.
Hello, Maryland. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you all for being here.
Still raining out in California?
Tremendous. We had heavy rainfall today. Yes. Yeah. I drove through a little town, actually a little small city, Orland, and all the streets were flooded. Mm. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Kim in Florida.
Good evening to you, Kim. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. So thank you for being here.
Are we the only ones on the call?
What's that?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I almost felt obligated to talk.
All right. So I welcome all those people that are joining in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. It is very close to 6 o'clock. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hey, Jeannie, good evening and welcome to the call.
Thank you, hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being here.
Good.
Are we on BBS?
We are on BBS, correct.
Oh, good.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Marshall from Lakeville, Illinois.
Hi, Marshall. Welcome to the call.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Good. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Cleo from Connecticut. Hi.
Cleo, good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
How is Dr. Friedman? He hasn't been on for a while.
I have not heard from him. I don't know.
Hey, I'm kind of new to the program. What's your name, sir?
I'm the greeter. My name is Gijs, and the show host is Win Free, but we're still waiting for him.
Right. I know his name. I was just wondering about your name. I never catch it.
All right. My name is an easy one. We had more people join in, but welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry.
Hello, Terry. Welcome to the call. I'm glad to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hey, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Hi, it's
warm
from Babylon.
Yeah, we're warm over here.
Oh, you're lucky.
Terry, the question just came up. How is Uncle Terry doing?
You have to ask Wynn. I haven't talked to him in a while. I think
right.
He's moving out of his house, I think.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Really?
So welcome those who just joined in. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
It's Chris in Memphis.
I hear Brother Chris. Welcome to the call.
Hey, Brother Heist, what's up?
Hey, another day, my friend. Thank you for being here. And who's the other person?
Rita from Babylon.
Hi, Rita. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Oh, Babylon.
Yes.
There's someone from Sodom and Gomorrah.
New York.
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Susan in Delaware.
Hello, Susan. Welcome. How are you doing?
That's great. How are you?
Yes, fantastic.
Hi, Susan.
Good to hear you. And Susan, it was Terry saying hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi there. I heard we got on the national news over here with a 4.7 earthquake in Sedona.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 4.7. Wow. It was fun.
Yeah, you got a little shake.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a little. I'm used to the California one, so it didn't seem like much.
Well, Mother's healing as gently as possible. Yeah, hold on.
When your kitchen doesn't get rearranged, it's nothing, you know.
We had an earthquake in Ohio a long time ago, maybe 80s or something, 90s.
Was it centered in Sedona?
Was it fracking?
It was centered in one part, which is 12 miles north.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm in New Madrid land.
Yeah, you are.
Well, we're used to shaking and quaking here in the vortex. It's kind of normal around here.
The little ones are fun because just when you look at each other and just when you're trying to figure out what to do, it stops.
Michael.
I know. Where did you go?
My mother's doing her best releasing the energy.
Somebody call my name?
That's me. I didn't see you come through the door. Thank you for being here.
Oh, yes, I stepped in through the back.
All right.
And we have a part-time help showed up yet, the one known as Wynn?
He's not here yet.
He'll be there any minute.
Ah.
We might have a new person on the phone. So in Australia, Fran Sage said she was going to tune in to BBS Radio with the computer. If she's on, welcome to Fran.
Good day.
Wow.
Yeah. In the meantime, we had some more people join in and turn the dings off, but I welcome those who just came in the last minute or a few minutes. If you have a chance, if you want to, feel free to say your name and location.
The dingo is your baby.
However, we welcome you.
What was the lady's name from Australia?
Fran Sage. She's does human work.
Wow. Why? I have the same last name.
Sage?
Yeah, Robert Sage.
Robert Sage, where are you located, Robert?
Glendora, California, Pasadena area.
I was growing up in South Pasadena.
I
know it well.
I remember you.
I'm taking a pranic healing class this weekend.
Oh, wonderful. There's a lot of healing that goes on.
That breathing?
Very small
I must say
world.
That's a very cool last name, Sage.
Yeah, I use Sage to clear by my house.
Right? Yeah. We're over here in the desert. I'm sure there's some sage around. And I've got sage right next to my chair. And I've got some sage spray, which is really, really nice because it just can make the whole air smell good.
Yeah, the herb is wonderful. And then
it's very
also
good
that
energy too.
It means old wise one, you know.
Right, yeah, that's true. I like that.
Yeah, I have sage. It grows in my flower bed. I keep it to a certain clump though.
You're
like
in
marble
Canada,
and crystal
though, right?
It.
People burn sage in their houses to clear out negative energy.
Yes.
Smudging
works.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a medicine man.
If you plant it by your door and that, it keeps bugs out of your house.
Really?
I'm
learning now.
I have to try that.
Yeah, plant your sage by your front door and it keeps the mosquitoes and stuff down a bit.
Hmm. Yeah, did you know
different.
That...
Go ahead.
Did you know that there was article from Roy? Roy sends around news articles that are of interest that the government has developed a drone that is like a little mosquito and simulates a mosquito.
No. What comes around gives you a vaccine? Bite you?
Samples your DNA. Samples your DNA.
You're going back from carbon to crystal now, too. We all are. Don't forget that.
Well,
what's that?
They say that if you keep drinking water, the more and more water you drink, then the less that stuff affects you.
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Tons of it right now. As much pure water as you can drink is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is a good kind of water? I've heard so many different things.
Purified is what our source
water
is.
Alkaline. Alkaline water.
Yeah, there's a really good
alkaline
water.
There's tons of alkaline water even. Well,
yeah, the alkaline water is the best for your cleansing. The alkaline water is very cool.
How do you make it or whatever?
Essentia. Essentia water. They sell over here. And it's
what,
alkaline.
What kind? Terry, what kind?
Essentia water.
Mm-hmm. And I
like
lemon.
The taste of Cure even better. It's spelled Q-U-R-E. I don't know if you have a Whole Foods near where you are, but they carry it.
Has anybody ever tried
I get my water
delivered
on a school
bus. Be careful the bottle that you're using to pour to carry the stuff in also, especially the
BPA. BPH.
Yeah, no BPA.
Plus,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anybody ever tried drinking water from, what is that, Lourdes, that famous spring?
France?
No.
Anybody ever tried that? No.
I have. I'm 300 years old.
You tried it?
No, I'm just joking.
They
no.
probably sell, I mean, they probably, you could probably buy it here. I'm sure they export it.
So, Fran, this isn't our call, our regular call. Ben is the host, should be here. And you know that he's the author of the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, which has become a metaphysical bestseller, sold on Amazon and bookstores all over the U.S. And it's been translated into German. And there was some talk of translating it into Russian. And he should join us in a minute. And then what we do for on the Wednesday night calls, people submit questions of interest to them. And Wynn reads a question, and then I channel answers. And we channel it's a component of the Elohim group and the Ra group. And those are group souls. You may not or may not have heard of them, but they're in a different realm than us. And
I just got a call from Vin. He cannot be here tonight.
Really?
You're putting me on. Putting me on. I
thought
you
should be
making a joke.
You're doing a great job, Terry.
No, we're doing fine.
It's all up to you, Terry.
Terry, you're the show, darling.
He said he wants her to speak more.
He said he wants to speak more, Terry.
Keeping Wynn quiet is like trying to hogtie a very large steer, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, don't say anything bad about me.
Well, we love you in spite of yourself, right?
I was telling everyone that on BBS Radio tonight, we have a new listener. Her name is Fran Sage from Australia, and she really doesn't know very much or anything about us. I explained a little bit about the Sunday call, and then a little while ago I explained a little bit about the Wednesday call where people submit questions, and then you ask the questions, and there's channeled answers
okay,
to the questions.
Terry, I'm taking over now.
All callers are muted.
Yours.
All right, 11 minutes in there.
Actually, I was listening to you, Terry, and you know that?
Hold on, man.
You're cutting out.
Am I cutting out?
No, you're good.
You're okay. You're good now.
I couldn't. Did you have anybody have any trouble? Let me just ask this question here, okay?
All callers are unmuted. All callers are unmuted.
Wait a second now. Did any of you have trouble calling in today?
No.
No.
I had no problems.
See, they're probably targeting me and trying to keep me off the line.
Okay.
Who's there?
I had trouble.
The man.
Yeah.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Who's they? I heard somebody say, who's they? Okay.
Shirley and Seward, I had trouble getting online.
You sure? Can be curious.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes you'll start. This happened on Sunday, too. And I know.
Your Skype is troublesome, Wynn.
My Skype is troublesome?
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Wait in and out.
The machine.
Construction in the background.
I don't know what to do because if I get off Skype, I don't know if I can get on again. Hello. I see my audio, so I'm fine now.
You're
good now.
No better.
Wonderful.
So you were going to say who they are?
Who they? Yeah, but I decided not to say it. They might be listening, and I don't want to make them self-conscious.
Well, you can run, but you can't hide.
Now,
well, they're welcome, and we love them.
That's right.
In spite of
that's
everything.
Right. And I just want to tell you, whoever's there, we are not a threat. The guys that you're taking directions from the other realm are your threats, okay? They're fooling you. What do you
put some sage on your damn doorstep, Wynn. Get with the program.
Right, yeah, we've been talking about sage because there's Fran Sage in Australia on BBS Radio, and there's Robert Sage in Monrovia, California.
Mm-hmm. Robert Sage in Monrovia. Hey, Monrovia, that was one of our... we used to go there all the time. Do you know that?
Yeah, we used to go there, go to a restaurant over there.
Glendora. Glendora.
No, it's Monrovia as well.
Glendora.
We went to Monrovia, but we went to Glendora, too. Yeah, okay.
Now, you know what? The lady in Australia that's on for the first time is sitting there thinking, when are they going to start? Okay.
We better start.
No.
All callers are muted.
Believe it or not, we already started. And
here we go, Wynn.
This conference is being recorded.
This is December 3rd, 2014. Wynn and Terry in Sedona.
This is our Wednesday night call where people submit questions. And I'll tell you that, just for anyone new that's listening, this is probably one, if you keep coming, showing up here, you know, I tell people, please don't believe anything. Keep showing up for a while. Or go through our archives and listen to 10 of our calls, okay, so you get the feeling for it. Because what we think we're doing is so unprecedented that you have to kind of get the hang of it. Because it's not linear. And basically, it all started when I had voices talking to me. Luckily, they weren't in my own head, or I'd be in an asylum now. It happened through two women that were in my life. And the voices that were talking to me, they identified themselves by the name the Council of Elohim. And when I Googled it, it said they created the universe. And I didn't believe it. I was a physics major. I'm skeptical. So I spent a few years checking it out, asking them questions, having a little miracles here and there. And I said to myself, this seems like it's really important. I think they might be who they say they are. But how do I put it out into the world? And so we started, we did a number of things. I gave talks. I was on George Norrie. We started these conference calls. And an amazing experience developed on the call. If you look in the space, quiet space, there's an energy. And they say that energy is them. And we've had enough experience that people that are learned sensitized to it start to feel the energy, and then we start to become friends with them. Not like a belief system, not like a religion. It's like having a friend in another dimension. And they show up here as friends to help us understand some of the things in the world and in ourselves that maybe are hard to understand. And not only that, sometimes people have little miracles because they clear energy. But you have to have an experience of it. And if you want that experience, we have three calls a week. You don't have to identify yourself. You can listen in the background. Many times I get emails from people who are listening in the background, and a year later they said, wow, I get it. They explain who they are through all these calls. They explain how the universe was created. They explain all kinds of things. And then the whole theory behind this is that there is one energy in the universe. Everything is made of energy. And in the higher realms, the beings are aware of that, so they can relate to each other as being part of each other. They know that part of them is each other. In this realm, most people have lost that ability because of physicality and materialism. They see each other as separate, and it's because it's hard to make a living. It's like possessions can only be yours or they're mine. They can't be both of ours unless you're married, and even then it can be a problem. So what's happening on this call is there's an energy that comes in that actually helps tune us into the part of each other that is each other. The you, the I am you, you are me, we are we, and we are all together. It's a John Lennon song. But you know, some people call it unity consciousness. Some people call it the field. And we don't talk about it. We are in it. And that's why when you listen to the people before the call, they're having a good time because they don't even know each other. They started out strangers just like you, and they started coming to the calls, and something happened. Something transformed. And, you know, it's free. We don't charge for it. We don't say, most of the things we charge for are not as good as the things we give away for free, okay? We sell things sometimes so we can pay the bills. And no one's funding this. We're funding it. You're funding it when you make donations or buy something that we sell. But nonetheless, you know, the calls can be really so out there that it's hard to believe the whole thing. I mean, I'm just curious. Hang on.
All callers are unmuted.
How many of you listened to the monthly Michael Jackson call?
I did.
I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, was that amazing? He called at that moment.
I know.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
You know, I mean, almost to the second she called. You know, and
true synchronicity.
Yeah.
Yes. How many of you didn't listen to that call?
I missed it.
I missed it too. Go to the archives.
It's a very fun call because Michael Jackson, the day he died, came through Terry, and we had three conversations. Now, I didn't believe it was Michael Jackson, but he told me how he wrote a song, and Terry started singing Beat It, okay? And he was complaining that Terry's vocal cords weren't very good. He couldn't do what he wanted. So after 3 days, the next thing is, I tell Daphne we're talking to Michael Jackson, and she calls me and says, guess what? Michael switched over, and he's talking to me now. And so for the next 3 days, she was typing things out. And finally, this is where it's really real. This is what blew my mind. This is what convinced me it was really Michael. You know, some of you who have been paying attention to our work, I don't like to talk about past lives. I'm telling you, I've been an orphan many lives where I came in and I couldn't get on the track. You know, it's kind of like to get what we're doing now is like, I probably have to come in 1,000 times to get it together like this. So it's like, but there were a couple other times where somehow it came together.
All callers are muted.
One of them had to do in Egypt when I was supposedly a pharaoh, and Daphne was my wife, Nefertiti. And that was a very controversial life. And Michael was an entertainer, and he was a court entertainer for the pharaoh. And he told us that. And then I did a search, and I found a video he did. If you didn't look up the video, go look it up. It's called Can You Remember the Time? Can You Remember the Time Where Akhenaten is serenading the pharaoh and his wife, same pharaoh that I was supposed to be. He did that video 25 years ago. When I found that, I said, uh-oh, I think this is real. I think it's really Michael. And thinking about him so much, he'll probably come back. And we might. But that's not our focus. Our focus is not talking to discarnate souls. That happened just like, how can I say it? It happened matter of fact. And if you're one of those people that like Egypt or that are attracted to Egypt, you may have been in that lifetime where I was a pharaoh. And I do meet people that were in that lifetime. And they really have great attraction to this work. And I did a workshop on it. And I put it out on the Monday email. But if you haven't listened to that workshop, it's Monday. No, not Monday. Egypt.intelligence-infinity.com. Egypt.intelligence-infinity.com. And if you can't afford it, send an email and just say what you can afford, and you can have it. Okay? It's kind of a, if you happen to have a connection with Egypt, this is like information that has never, ever been brought into this realm about understanding what actually happened. And it's one of those things that it's 2 or 3 hours, maybe 4 hours. It's a long workshop, but it's mind-blowing. All right, let's get to the questions for tonight. And again, tonight is the night where people submit questions. The reason I'm talking so much is because, for some reason, we're not getting a lot of questions today. And I think people don't need to ask questions anymore. Why do I get on George Norrie next time? Oh, my God. We'll have questions up the wazoo. I'm sure of it. But today, Terry, are you ready? No, right? Hello, Terry? Are you unmuted? Now, for anyone new, Terry and I have a standing joke. She always acts like she's unmuted, and so we can make fun of her. Terry, are you there?
Well, I was muted, yeah. I tend to be noisy, so I try to mute myself so that I don't interrupt. If I don't mute myself, I get muted by our producer.
And then if you forget to unmute her, we're in trouble. Now,
then I just start talking, and we have to start all over.
All right. Okay. Now, I'm trying. You know, my computer went off before, so I'm just opening it now so I can get the questions for today. And I think today is 12-3, right? Yeah. 14. Okay. And 12-3. Oh, I got it. Coming up. All right. Hopefully it's coming up. I better wait before I call them in. And if you're new, after you listen to a few of our calls, you are more than welcome to submit your own question on Wednesday, which is to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Questions@intelligent-infinity. Got to go there. If you send them to any other place, there's a fairly good chance I'll miss it, okay? And that way they're all in the same email, and I can find them easily. And another thing is, if you're on the call and you're not on our mailing list for the call, you're welcome to sign up. Write this down. Spirit Channel, one word, .intelligent-infinity.com. And you'll get notices of our calls. Except the notices usually go out a half hour before the call. So you've got to be watching your emails a lot so you don't miss it. But you might remember that our calls are Sunday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. They are Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Okay, so let's see here. We do a little protective invocation. Tell Jim to be quiet, would you, Terry?
Yeah, I know. I just closed this door.
What's the problem? Hello, Terry? Hello,
I just closed his door because he was talking very loudly. He was outside,
okay.
So he probably didn't think that he'd interrupt anything.
Mm-hmm.
But we could hear him.
I could hear him. He was going around the world, okay?
Yep.
Mother God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and each one of you on this line, and any negativity, because the highest realms of light is muted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources, positive service to others, honoring the world, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature.
Jim, be very, very quiet. Jim, I'm channeling. Be very quiet.
Hello?
Give us just a moment. Give us a moment.
Did Jim get it?
I asked him to be quiet. All right. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with you and each and every one of you tonight or tomorrow or whenever you listen or read a transcript of this call. We are delighted to be with you. And we do not come through the computer. We do not come through the telephone line. We come directly to you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we have a question from Dharmananda in Santa Cruz. And he says, I can feel a lot more ecstatic bliss, love, and expansion in my heart space. Since I did an activation meditation online last week with Annette Karlstrom, a well-known spiritual teacher in Sweden, is the energy I felt connected from the Elohim and your grace? And I might mention that Terry knows Annette Karlstrom, and I believe she, some years ago, was doing some of her meditations. So, thank you for answering Dharmananda's question.
Thank you. We give us a moment. It is your heart space that is opening, and the heart space is between the top chakras and the lower chakras and is in a pivotal position. Many times people bring the problems into that important space and think about them and work on them and chew on them. So as you, your own self, can clear that area, you become more open to receiving the higher energies. It is not the higher energies that were doing the clearing. You were making way
for an opening to be more present with the higher energies and with us, the Elohim, and the Ra group. You are a tool. You can use your space in your body as a tool that then can move out of the way and open to higher energies and focus. Thank you.
Could we say that when someone is working on themselves and clearing their patterns, and then suddenly they come into a situation where there's a teacher or someone that facilitates something, that the person may just be at the point where they're ready and the experience comes in, and as long as the teacher created a kind of neutral space, it allowed the person to open. Is that a way of looking at it, rather than thinking the teacher was doing it?
The teacher was not doing it. You were doing it. However, you allowed yourself to take in what you needed from the teacher to utilize it in your own opening of the heart space.
And could we say that when people are on the line and they're opening up their heart space on the line here, that they are also doing it, that we are not doing it, they are doing it, we are just creating a white board for that to occur?
We're creating a space where that can occur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Let's see here. Robert Butler. Let me see. Where is Robert? Let me ask this question in a second, because I didn't write down his city. And this is a personal connection.
That's Alan, right?
No, it's Robert Butler. It's not Alan Butler. It's Robert Butler. And is that Alan's father?
I believe so, yes.
Robert, if you're on the line, confirm the city you're in. I think I can't remember. It might be Alan Butler's father. And
it is Batista, please.
Pardon me?
Back east, I believe.
Back east. I think he's in New York. But let him email me. Just send me an email, and I'll come back to your question, okay? Thank you.
We do have him in our focus, if you would like to ask.
Okay, he's asking about his wife and how she is. I'll read his words. I would like to know how my beloved wife, Bertha Mae Butler, is doing.
She is doing very well, and she is looking like a younger version of when you saw her last. She is a young woman in her form at this time, and she is very, very much enjoying speaking with the people that the relatives that have met her on the other side, and it is so good for her to see them again. She is experiencing joy, and she does not experience pain any longer where she is.
Is she paying attention to us now?
She is paying attention to her situation, where she is, but she has one finger, so to speak, of energy in with Robert. So she is connected in a very vital way with Robert all the time.
Thank you. Thank you. And this is a question from Rich Buckley. And this is about the eighth time he's asked it. He's in Livermore. So I'm going to ask you a question tonight, Rich. And there's a naturalist by the name of John Muir, and he reported that when he was standing on the top of Half Dome in Yosemite, enjoying the view, he suddenly was filled with joy and awareness that his good friend, who he had not heard from for many years, had entered Yosemite Valley. Muir exited down from the dome to the valley floor and indeed encountered his dear friend. There had been no communication between them for many years, according to Muir's memo. And I think the question is, does Half Dome's overall pyramid, well, the first question is, was John Muir's natural sensitivities somehow enhanced by standing on the top of Half Dome? Would two humans meditating while sitting together atop Half Dome be able to read each other's thoughts? Does Half Dome's... Maybe I should stop right there. He's got two more questions, okay? But
thank you.
I'll ask those two
first. It is a position of height where one can expand their natural aura. They can then sense in a broader range what is around them. And he knew the soul signature and the feeling and the sense was the soul signature of his friend. So if he was on the Half Dome, he was able to sense his friend's soul signature energy in the new wider energy that he was experiencing. As far as moving into reading thoughts, it would depend upon the sensitivity of the individual, not upon any of the qualities of the Half Dome. Because to read the energies is one thing, and to feel the soul signature is one thing, but to read the thoughts takes a great deal of fine-tuning.
Thank you. In general, and I have this feeling, and I think it's true, but I'll ask it. In general, when one is high up and looking down on a valley or a city, it always seems to me that in that high position, my energy is expanding into what I'm looking down on. And I would imagine if that's true, and that someone that you had a connection with was in that expanse, you would tend to feel, you could feel the connection. Is that accurate? Being high up expands one's field?
It isn't being high up. It is the ability of the individual, the sensitivity of the individual when they are high up. They are one that's very sensitive and can feel when there is a mass near them, a tree, or if they're in a building, can feel the pressure of the ceiling because their space is so big, it overlaps the room. Then they, when they get high up, can expand their space, and your space is very big when... And also, the individual we're speaking of was able to get on Half Dome and to expand his space without the fetters of the walls and the city and the, even the trees. But is it the person is, was was able to expand in that moment and therefore could identify his friend, the full signature of his friend, in the space in which he was expanding into.
Thank you. We have a question here from Sija Hill in England, okay? And Sija's on our calls every Sunday and always sends me a beautiful email to help get the energies going. And thank you, Sija, for that. I never miss it. She says, my brother has not been very well. The doctors cannot seem to find the cause. Can you please point me in the right direction as the cause of his ill health, and what would be the most effective treatment that would help him to make a full recovery? Sija, I'm asking this question, and I want you to know they have to answer this in a very diplomatic way, because we cannot legally give health advice. And if they give you, like, a specific protocol or health recommendation for your brother, I will get 50 people asking for the same thing. And if we start doing that, we'll be out of business. So I will let them, Terry will probably say, call Dr. Marshall, okay? And
no, that's the first of all, this is the Elohim. And second of all, what is needed is a deeper look into any potential infections in his body, a deeper look into what is blocking flow of energy through his body and his utilization of energy from food that he ingests. We suggest that he does not eat any GMO, genetically altered food, or wheat, anything that might be genetically altered, so that his digestion can be better. There are protocols for improving digestion so that he will get the healing from the food that he eats. In blockage of energy, we are searching to see if there may be a doctor in the area where you live that would be able to identify any source of infection. We suggest also that privately, we may make a suggestion. Those are the main categories you may check out where the pain is and what lies on the meridian that the energy flows through in the area where he is having trouble. Check everything on that meridian, including the teeth, or in potential infection that may be hidden.
We suggest
that it may be deeper. Acupuncture may help, but that the hidden source of the blockage may go deeper than can be cleared with acupuncture. Acupuncture can provide some temporary flow of energy, but the cause needs to be isolated. We have given you some clues here, and he needs a wise professional to track down the hidden source of infection.
Great. Okay. And we have a question, probably the last question for the evening. And this is another question that I've been putting off for a while, because it's one of those questions that, but I'll ask it, okay, and we'll see what they deal with these things. It's from Ruzia Karpinek in Canada. And please ask the Elohim the question as to what the current percentage of the population have awakened, knowing that we are all one. And if the Elohim cannot answer the question for now, please ask why, and if they will answer the question at another time, then ask when, and let's try to pin them down, okay? That's my comment. Let's pin them down. You know, in general, I'm making a comment here, because when we ask questions like this, and we asked one just recently, because, you know, there are many, many things hinge that any one of them can change the balance of things. And if they take a snapshot of how it is right in this moment, it might tend to hold the image of that snapshot so things don't change as they would have organically if they did not take a snapshot. So that's my understanding of it. But I'm going to turn it over to them, and they can say what they want. Thank you.
Thank you. It is not black and white that a person is awake or a person is asleep. It is a matter of waking up little flash by little thought, by little awareness, by little, and there is a great range that a person can enter into and become more and more aware and more awake. As a person is using ego in the world to survive and to get by, then it blocks off his view of the others in the world and his world around him. So ego is needed in order for survival at various ranges with various people. When one can step out of one's ego to at certain levels, one can begin to see beyond the veil and see what's around them and begin to have insight and begin to, even as they get more and more aware, to remote view and see the world around them as it really is, and zero more and more in on the world as it really is. But in order to get there, one goes through layers, so it is not just like 20% of the people are awake and 80% are asleep. It's like how many people are on the path to waking up. There are maybe 30 to 40% are on the path, but they are on various levels. It's stages of waking up. Some of them see a little bit, some of them see a whole lot. That's her answer.
Thank you. You know, I think Rosie is asking that question because there's a number of people that have broadcast the channel that say we've reached a critical mass, and she wants to hear you say that we've reached a critical mass and we don't have to worry about the future because the forces of positive are prevailing. That's what she wants to hear, I believe. And if you were going to comment on that, what would you say?
It is what it is, and the people how there are many, many good people that are awake and many, many good people that are asleep. If we reach the critical mass, we don't see it. We see it as a growth process. Even going from lifetime to lifetime of growth. So, we would like to say there is a critical mass of 60% of the people that are wide awake. However, we cannot say that because the people are in various stages of awakeness or asleepness.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I'm going to pass on the question. My own feeling is all of us work very hard. Don't assume anything and assume that you make a difference. That when you show up on these calls and when you hold the loving space, don't worry if there's enough people doing anything. Just worry if you're doing it. And that's what I think. And if everyone did that, then we'd probably do good. Because you can get complacent thinking that everything is handled. And then you stop doing it, okay? So
every
that's my
person makes a huge difference. One person's awareness can change a city if they are focused enough and pure enough.
Thank you so much. And thank you all for being here. Thank you, Hives. Thank you so much, Terry. Thank all of you who submitted questions. And we will see you next time. And I'll unmute everybody. And Dharmananda, that song is still coming up. Every, you know what? Every call we do, I got a little atom of guilt saying I haven't played that song yet. So don't worry. You got to be. Right? And here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry.
Your conference recording has stopped.